I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Ziglar Show, timeless inspiration from Zig Ziglar that's influenced over 250 million people worldwide, inspiring true performance in your work and life today.
This episode of The Ziglar Show is brought to you in part by the ArtOfCharmPodcast.com. Host Jordan Harbinger was our guest on show 327 titled Mumbo Jumbo Motivational Stuff, where he gave his personal Ziglar story and shared why he felt called to share the core Ziglar principles of personal, relational, and vocational success. Tune into the ArtOfCharmPodcast.com or search for the Art of Charm podcast in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts. Friends, are you ready to inspire your true performance? Are you ready to not just hear something interesting and inspiring, but to have your beliefs and desires challenged and raised to new heights? This is our goal for you in this and every Ziglar show. This is episode 338, and the title is Business is Personal. Today, we're going to talk to business owners and those who aspire to be business owners. Much like Zig's story, we've got a man who came from poverty to great success on many levels. You may have read his books on business and personal success. You may have attended his seminars or purchased his products, and we'll give you plenty of direction to consume those valuable resources. But today, I want to get up close and personal, so you can hear the real story, the story and humanity you and I can all relate to. Tom Ziglar cites that his dad, Zig, started pretty much every presentation with his personal story, the story of losing his father as a kid and going to work to help support the family at the age of five. And tell you what, you can also find that story in Zig's biography. It's one of my favorite books of his because it's so powerful. But in his presentations, he tells a story. This is what Tom told me. He tells the story that brings him down to everyone else's level so they can relate or even feel they have more going for them than he did, you know, more in their favor. And due to this, they'll accept that they can do something to better themselves. And they don't discount possibility. Hey folks, a quick call out to Braintree. If you're working on a mobile app and searching for a simple payments solution, check out Braintree. With one simple integration, you can offer your customers every way to pay, period. To learn more and for your first $50,000 in transactions fees free, go to braintreepayments.com/Ziglar. That's braintreepayments.com/Ziglar. So our guest today is Howard Partridge, and you can read about his relationship with the likes of John Maxwell and Zig Ziglar and Dave Ramsey and Bob Berg and many more at howardpartridge.com. Okay, howardpartridge.com. I'll tell you, the Ziglar Company points its audience to Howard as the go-to coach for business owners, and that alone should say a lot, enough. I frequently reference the book, The Millionaire Next Door, which cites most millionaires as just that, the guys next door, the people next door. It's not the celebrities, the sports stars, the CEOs, the doctors, and the lawyers. It's the people who own businesses that are the bread and butter of our culture. So Howard found his financial and business success and ultimately the seeds of his calling with a basic service business. It's not necessarily sexy, but you know what is? It's the life that Howard is blessed to lead today and what he helps steer other business owners towards. So to kick us off, Tom Ziegler, tell us about your initial experience with Howard and how he's influenced your life and the Ziegler Company.
Well, let me just start by saying that, you know, of anybody over the last, I would say, 3 or 4 years, nobody has impacted me more personally and professionally than Howard Partridge. So, Howard, it's so great to have you here. We have been working together now for, gosh, it seems like decades, but it's only been 4 or 5 years. We've probably done maybe 100 different events and presentations together. We've been to Australia and Europe together. And it started, Kevin, it started a number of years ago. Howard reached out to us. He came to our offices. We kind of hit it right off the bat. I learned from him a lot about how to work with small business owners. We were invited down. He invited Dad to come and speak at one of his events. And I kind of sat in the back of the room and talked to his customer base. And what I really, really responded to was, his clients told me 3 things. They said, you know what, we love Howard. Number 2, our business is more profitable, making more money than it ever has under Howard's teaching. And number 3, we have more time to spend with our family than we've ever had in our life. And, of course, that is the biggest challenge that small business owners have, is that work-life balance, because it's all about you. And so I knew at that point that we were on the same page because, of course, everybody knows Ziegler and what we stand for as far as balance in life and success and what that means. So the relationship began to there. And since that time, we have come to call Howard our exclusive small business coach. So any person who owns their own business who is faced with these 2 challenges, number 1, how do I become the best individual person I can become, success in all areas? And number 2, how do I systemize my business so I control it instead of it controlling me? He's our go-to guy. And so every time I'm with him, whether it's on stage or in a podcast like this, it's just a pleasure. So, Howard, I've probably, you know, sold you more than I should have, but I just want everybody to know my affection for you and how much I appreciate you. So, Kevin, there's the short answer.
I love it. I love it. Well, hey, and I want you to leap from that too and talk about, I think you've got an event coming up, a Ziegler event with you and with Howard.
Absolutely. So here's the cool thing. We are always doing things together. And if you go to Ziegler.com, right in the middle of our landing page, right on the home page, there's a big blue bar that says help for small business owners. And when you click through to that, you'll see whatever the next thing coming up is. And so we have a couple of things coming up. We've got ZBob, which is our Ziegler Business Owner Boot Camp. It's coming up here in a few weeks in our offices at Ziegler headquarters. And then in October, man, we're going to have a big event. That's going to be our business growth conference. It's going to feature many of the Ziegler speakers, along with all of Howard's content on how to systemize your businesses. And I'll let Howard speak more specifically to that. But those are 2 things. If you're a business owner or you know a business owner who would like to be, do, and have more in life and have their business really run turnkey, these are things that they need to check out.
Well, hey, Howard, I'm incredibly honored to have you on the show here, and I've been privy to a lot of your products and some of your seminars, talked with so many, of course, Ziegler people who have been a part of your business coaching on different levels, and yeah, I've heard so much testimony, and I got to tell you, 1996, I believe, is when I was handed a book called The E-Myth, which I know you're highly familiar with, and I got to see Michael Gerber at a seminar at one point. It changed. I really cut my teeth on it a lot, impacted my business know-how forever. However, even with that knowledge, How many times have I gotten involved in a business and have I become a slave to it because we didn't systematize it, we didn't franchise it, I was not enjoying the benefits that I went into business for in the first place? And so I feel like you are the voice of that today. And so again, folks, if you own a business, if you think you're going to at some point, you need to buckle in and listen as we talk. And now, you know, on that, Howard, you spend your time leading business owners across the country and beyond. And I want those who are owners and those who are aspiring, folks, first off, go to howardpartridge.com. Again, I know I mentioned it a minute ago, but go there, tune into the solutions and the value that he can offer you. But today, I really want to get into you. And I know, Howard, you know, on your site, and it reminded me a lot of Zig's story. You come from some challenging background as a youth, and you talk about that. And then you, of course, quickly fast forward into the, you know, today's success and where you're leading people. And I want to come a little bit into the middle of that so people can relate to you. And ultimately, for the point of taking action on implementing your teaching and your training, I know that you are, many people view you as Superman, but you're a guy like the rest of us, a real guy who has and does experience real life issues in business and in life. And so I want to start off, actually, I want to start off with your Zig story. Tom gave some testimony of you getting involved with them, but at some point, I don't know where it started in your own journey, in your own path, you became privy to Zig Ziglar, to the Ziglar message. Tell us a little bit about that to get started.
You bet, Kevin. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and I'm just so grateful for Tom and to be associated with Ziglar. It has been life-changing for me, and Tom is one of my best friends in the whole world, and just the whole organization means the world to me. And I believe that the message, the wisdom of Zig Ziglar is more important in our world today than ever before because of where our culture is. And my Zig story actually starts before I met Zig Ziglar. When I started my first business, I started my first business out of the trunk of my car about 31 years ago, almost 31 years ago, and I've owned 9 small businesses altogether. But when I started that first business, I said, I'm going to be, you know, different than everybody else. I was dressed professionally and everything. And I went to this meeting that we had every week. There were a few other business owners there, and we were there to learn how to build our business and everything. And they had a severe case of what Zig called stinking thinking, needed a checkup from the neck up, right? And they were complaining about business way back then. They were complaining about customers wouldn't pay their price and all this. And I'm looking at them going, gee, you know, maybe you should shave. Maybe you should maybe wear a sport coat or something. Like, I'm just thinking this. And that's how I'm dressed. And they literally laughed at me and said, who do you think you are, Zig Ziglar or somebody? Because I was the positive one of the group. And of course, at that time, I didn't know Zig, but I knew enough about Zig Ziglar to know that that was a compliment. And it wasn't until 5 years later that I saw Zig, like many people, at one of the big events. Yeah. And I got to meet him. And then it was, I think, maybe another 4 or 5 years. And I made that call to the Ziglar Corporation, as Tom mentioned, and began a relationship and invited Zig to come and speak at our conference. And Tom came down and Julie came down, and we just built a relationship from there. And then, as it so happened, Ziglar decided to get into small business training, and they were familiar with my content. And of course, as Tom likes to say, it was all based on Zig's philosophy. You know, he says that when he started looking at what I was teaching, he said, some of this looks awfully familiar. You know, of course, you know, I definitely borrow Zig. I quote Zig all the time, yeah, because there's just, you know, no better human being that just told the truth like he did in such a powerful way. And yeah, so that's kind of how it happened. And we've done a lot of work, as Tom said, over the last 4.5 years. Now, this goes back to March of 2008. And we've been working together, traveling around the world, as Tom said, and doing conferences and workshops and seminars for 4.5 years now. So
I want to get in. You know, business is personal, as you know better than most people, and it's interesting to look at the people behind them.
What drives them? What helps them overcome? What is the engine in there? And again, right on the front page of your website and then on your about page, again, it talks about some pretty harsh circumstances that you came from, coming from a home with seven kids and what sounds like maybe a single mother. Am I right on that?
Yeah, actually, my real dad left when I was a year old. Grew up on welfare. There were seven kids crammed in a little 600-square-foot shack, and the roof on that house was so bad that every time it rained, we had to get out all the pots and pans to catch the leaks. And my second father came along, my first stepdad, somewhere along the way. And by the time I was 8 years old, I had my third dad, which is my stepfather. And so the good thing is that man got us out of the severe poverty and off of welfare, but still, you know, we weren't, you know, that well off. And when I was 18 years old, I got in a fight with him and got kicked out of the house. I deserved it because I was pretty rebellious. Uh-huh. Still am, if you want to know the truth.
But, okay,
Tom can verify that.
Well, and you're feeding into what my real question is, because, you know, so even just looking at those seven kids and the harsh circumstances, I'm wanting to know what the spark was that got you, that lit within you and helped you, you know, overcome those circumstances that do overcome so many others. And not to get too personal with your siblings, but I'm going to bet that some of them probably were ultimately affected by those circumstances and did not and have not overcome that. And yet here you are. Was there something along the way that lit in you or that grew in you or that was birthed in you that made you overcome ultimately?
Well, one of the things that I've discovered that I don't talk about very much is that, you know, everybody has a gift. And one of the things that I've just kind of always had is that when I look at something, I'm like, okay, here's how this could be better, right? And whether it was, you just can't make X amount or you can't make X amount of money or whatever. And so I always had the attitude that it's possible somehow, we just haven't found the way yet. And I think that's one of the reasons that when I got kicked out of the house, instead of just staying there in Alabama, I came to Houston. My real dad, who left when I was a year old, I had met twice at that point, and my sister was visiting here in Houston, and that's why I came here. I thought, well, it sounds like maybe there's more opportunity there, and so I arrived here in Houston literally with 25 cents in my pocket, not really knowing whether my real dad, who I'd only met twice in my whole life, would actually be there to pick me up. But he was, and he and my stepmother were very successful, and that's kind of what put me on the path.
Okay.
Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at YahooFinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. YahooFinance.com. Most of today, you will be indoors, likely your home or your office. I am as well. Even with my treks out into the woods, I spend a lot of time inside. And we're going to take about 20,000 breaths. According to the EPA, the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted. At my studio, we have heat being forced through old ducts. I walk on carpet full of years of junk. No idea what's floating in the air that I'm taking constant gulps of. The solution is an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, bacteria, viruses. They do it so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get this special offer, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin, airdoctorpro.com, promo code Kevin.
So I want to go again into that story, you know, the kid from the hard story, and you went from there. You said at some point you ended up waiting tables at a high-end restaurant, which I attested to. I did that as well in my youth. Great skills learned there, especially in the service industry. But for you went from there to starting a business and wanting you to kind of connect the dots of that journey for us.
You bet. Well, so I've always kind of been an entrepreneur at heart. And when I was a kid, I cut grass and did yard work and whatever I could do to try to make a little money. I spent it all. I didn't have any of it left. But I've always kind of been an entrepreneur, solve problems, and so I'm waiting tables, and I didn't have any money to speak of. I just made enough money really to pay the rent, and then I met my wife, Denise Conjet Antoinette Pinella. Now that's Italian. She's from New Jersey, and I'm from where? Lower Alabama, as Zig used to say, And so my dad buys me a pinstripe suit. She tells me to keep my mouth shut because I have an accent, right? So I go to New Jersey to get married, and there was a friend of the family tooling around a little red Mercedes convertible, same age as me, and he had his own business. And when you marry in an Italian family, instead of getting wedding presents, you get cash. And we got $3,000 cash in our wedding money, most money I'd ever had in my whole life. And so I get back to Houston. I spent all that money starting my first business out of the trunk of my car.
I love it. I love it. And so going into that first business, I don't assume that you started that up and it was just smooth sailing and highfalutin from that point on. Probably a couple challenges along the way. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you bet. Well, my wife bought me a Rolodex, and now for the younger folks that are listening out there, it was like a database on paper, and it had like, just imagine business cards, and you'd staple it to a white card. But anyway, she got me a Rolodex, and I was like, what am I going to do with that? And she said, you're going to put all your contacts in there. And she was relatively successful in sales at that point, or getting her career started, and she knew enough about that. And so I just started getting referrals from her friends and from my dad and my stepmother and everything. But I worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I think what really helped me was, even though I didn't know anything about business, I had customer service and I was willing to work hard. And I think that that's a message there, that if you're willing to do whatever it takes and you'll take care of your customers, you can figure everything else out.
Well, I want to hit on that, taking care of your customers. And we talk about that, obviously, it's at the core of Ziegler. Ziegler's message and your own is relationships, is connecting with people. It's something that we have no platform for teaching in today's culture for the most part. If you're not blessed enough to have a parent or have somebody mentor you in personal relationship skills, and yet so often, and what you just said is what we hear as we talk with people who have succeeded well, that regardless of the tools or the opportunities or whatever may have come their way, somewhere along the line, they learn to connect with people, which goes back again. Yeah, you waiting tables at a high-end restaurant. That's the key of your livelihood there. Was that something that you just initially had a knack for? Is it something that at some point along the line you were taught and trained in a bit?
Well, one thing I did get from my – I got a lot of things from my mother, but one of the things that I did get from her is work hard. We knew how to work. When you grow up poor, you know how to work. And so I knew how to work, and so I think many times service is just, you know, it's working for people. And I learned so much about the customer service experience in the high-end restaurant business, of creating sort of that whole experience of making it really, really special. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right about our culture today, and that's the work that we've got to do through Ziegler, is help our young people understand that.
Before I ask Howard more regarding personal development, I want to ask you a question. What do you think is the key driver for business growth? Is it capital? Is it processes, products? At Concordia University, Wisconsin, they believe that people are the main drivers. That's why they are now offering a 100% online master's degree in organizational leadership that can be completed in as little as 1 year. It's an alternative to an MBA that focuses on people and culture. And what's best, it's rooted in Christian ethics and biblical principles. Businesses need leaders who are able to inspire and motivate others to reach new levels of accomplishment. Concordia University of Wisconsin's online programs are specifically designed to help their students keep their life in balance. They offer unparalleled, individualized support and an online learning experience that encourages lifelong connections with your peers. Visit online.cuw.edu/Ziegler for more information. Okay, that's online.cuw.edu/Ziegler for more information, or call 1-855-976-4343 and use the offer code Ziegler, and they'll waive the $50 application fee. So on the personal development side, which again is where we keep coming back to over and over, you know, to talk about business. And I learned this as I was helping inspire people to go after self-employment, which I'm such an advocate of, and realized so often that the obstacles, the things that limited them or even caused failure, were often not necessarily that they had a bad business idea or didn't have opportunity or didn't have motivation, but it was a personal limitation of some sort. So in that, I'm going to hit two sides of the coin with you, Howard, with your personal development. What were, first off, what proved to be, and maybe still does today, kind of that Achilles heel in your own personal development? And then on the other side, what was a primary strength that may even help you to get, you know, to compensate, overcompensate for an area of weakness?
Well, I think one of the things that I had a lot of challenges. It is true that the phenomenally successful person builds a phenomenally successful company, and your personal habits affect your business. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you can work as hard as you want and have the best heart in the world. And what we teach, what Tom and I teach small business owners, is they don't have to be a slave to that business. There are business concepts and building systems and learning marketing and learning sales and learning leadership. So my Achilles heel was mainly finance. I've always been a little bit overconfident, I think, and I knew how to go out and serve people and talk to people and make money. but let the debt go up and credit card debt and all that. And today, personally, we're debt free and very successful, and our businesses are very profitable. But that was the big mistake that I made, is I really leveraged my business, and I would never do that again. Today, I'm just totally blessed because we have a great team. We've got systems. I have my main business, my service company is turnkey and allows me to travel all over the world because we've got great people and great systems. And that did not come easy. It came from learning leadership and then learning how to apply those leadership systems, having the accounting systems, having the people to run that. And how do you keep them with you long term and continue to crank out record sales and production year after year? That's the secret. So I think you're right. There's two sides of the coin. One is you have the person who has bad habits, right? Whether that's in leadership, how they treat their people or not taking care of their money or not marketing or whatever it is, whatever that might be, bad relationships or whatever. And then on the other side, you could have the best person in the world, but if you don't learn those business skills that were never taught, and even in school they don't teach you, then, you know, you can suffer from that too. So in a nutshell, what Tom and I do through the Ziglar business coaching and training is we help small business owners stop being a slave to their business and transform it into a predictable, profitable turnkey operation. And the result of that is phenomenal because, as Tom said earlier, they end up getting debt-free. They end up spending more time with their family. They end up, you know, being healthier and just having better lives as a result, which is what Ziglar is all about.
You know, Howard, when I'm thinking about the connection here for everybody listening, one of the things that we teach at Ziglar is what we call the Ziglar Performance Formula, which is simply attitude times effort times skill equals performance. And when you look at Howard's life, you know, he was off the charts on effort. And because you had to work hard, right? You got a work ethic, you got a huge advantage. And in the service world, when he was a high-end waiter, he learned the attitude of service. And so now when you combine that, I'm going to serve the customer right, I'm going to bring this attitude to work every day, and I'm going to hustle, man, that gives you a huge advantage. The challenge is if your skill sets aren't balanced, if you don't have, you know, the right skills in the right areas, then all of a sudden you can work yourself into a challenge. And so in business, one of the things that I love about Howard's book, you know, the five, you know, business systems and that we all need to remember, in that book he talks about there's five core areas of every business: sales, marketing, operations, administration, and leadership. And we've got to have the right skills in each one of those things and then systemize those skills in order to make our business turnkey. And most business owners usually are gifted with one, maybe two, out of those five areas. If you're strong in sales, you're probably not that good in administration. And if you're great in marketing, then who knows about operations? And then leadership, boy, you know, unless you were blessed early on with a mentor who taught you how to lead, that's something you got to develop. Yeah. And so Howard had the attitude, he had the effort, and then he said, what am I missing? And really, when it's like dad in the same thing. When he struggled in his own life and he said, okay, what is it that's keeping me from being successful? Then he figures it out. He gets help. Now he becomes the teacher in that area. And that's where other people show up because they're like, hey, what did you do? What did you overcome? Okay, that makes sense. Show me how to do it. So Howard's just put it in a real simple system.
Well, I want to hit on something there that I see a lot. And I got to tell you, it's high on my mind. I just got out of a meeting with a couple guys, and one of them leads a ministry out here in Colorado and works with a lot of pastors, but a lot of business leaders as well, who are high on the effort charts. And they can churn and burn and grind it out. And sometimes that can lead to a burnout and a wall. I'm wondering if you ever got close to that, if you ever experienced it, what you did to deal with that and guard yourself against it, Howard. And before we hear Howard's reply, I want to recognize Lynda.com, L-Y-N-D-A, for helping birth today and tomorrow's key leaders. Lynda.com is the leading online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. With a Lynda.com membership, you can watch and learn from top experts who are passionate about teaching. You can stream thousands of video courses on demand and learn on your own schedule and pace. Courses are structured so you can watch them full on from start to finish or consume them in bite-sized pieces. You can browse each course transcript to follow along or search for an answer and skip to that point in the video. You can take notes as you go and refer to them later, plus download tutorials and watch them on the go. You can create and save playlists of courses that you want to watch and truly customize your learning path. For a free 10-day trial, visit lynda.com/Ziglar. That's L-Y-N-D-A. .com/Ziglar, Z-I-G-L-A-R.
Absolutely. In fact, of course, Zig said that success is living a balanced life. And if you're familiar with the, I know you are, but if our listeners are familiar with the Wheel of Life, it has seven core areas of life on there. And the thing is that I could go make a lot of money, but if everything's messed up at home, with my family relationships doesn't really work. I could owe everybody in town and, you know, and try to be, you know, some, you know, religious spiritual person that doesn't really, you know, work or if I get burned out and physically I'm killing myself, then it's just not going to work long-term. So one of the things that we teach our students is that the one and only reason that your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. So you have to have a strong vision for your life first. And a lot of entrepreneurs, especially the younger entrepreneurs that are kind of, you know, trying to raise a lot of capital and going for the future sale and all that, they're not building a traditional business that is kind of there to take care of their family and everything, can fall into that pretty easily. And I think most of the people that we work with, they're burned out because they don't know how to work it on the business instead of in the business, as Michael says. And Michael Gerber's a great friend of mine. He comes and speaks at our conferences from time to time, and been blessed to know him. But the thing is that it's very easy to get burned out in a business because, as Tom was talking about, the five different areas that you have to be involved in are overwhelming. We have this organizational chart that we show our business owner students that there are 12 different boxes, 12 different functions, 12 different hats that you have to wear as a business owner. And that doesn't even include planning the business and meeting with employees and, you know, strategizing, all that kind of stuff. That's just operating the business. And as Tom said, nobody's good at all of that. And then the bigger challenge comes to try to find the right people to do some of that stuff for you. But that's the key. Leadership is the key to develop the systems and then get willing people to start implementing some of that stuff for you, because you can't do it all yourself. And if you work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're not going to have time for your family. You're not going to have a phenomenal life.
Okay, right there. That's where I want to dive in. Tom, did you have something to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say Howard's quote, "Your business exists for one reason and one reason only, as a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals." For those listening who are not an entrepreneur, who don't want to own your own business, just take the word business out of there and put the word career in.
Yeah.
Put the word vocation in. Put the word call in. You know, if you work for the government, if you work at a school, if you're an employee somewhere, your career exists for one reason and one reason only, as a vehicle to help you achieve your life goal. Because once you identify your life goal, and that's where most people have failed, is they've not taken the time to determine what they were made for. You know, what is their life goal? What are their dreams? Once that's clear, then you know if what you're doing day in and day out is taking you down that path. So these principles work whether you're the business owner or working somewhere.
Well, and I want to speak right to that because I'm expecting that, Howard, so as you're sitting in a conference, you're doing one of your workshops and you're in there with whatever it is, 10, 50, 100 people, business owners, that on one hand, I mean, a win, of course, you're there to help them make their business successful, but not because you're out there to tout, hey, I've got these 1,000 businesses that have earned this much money. You are focused on the person and their life. So what is the business? You've got these people out in the audience. You're working with them. The win is, yes, their business succeeding. So that what for their lives? What is it that you're passionate about these folks achieving in their lives?
Well, one of the things that, you know, when you think about the idea of a phenomenal life, right? My first book, The 7 Secrets of a Phenomenal Life, I created an acronym, LIFE, stands for Living in Freedom Every Day. And the thing is that when we're under so much stress, and just the way that we live in Western society today creates a lot of stress, yeah, different kind of stress, I guess I should say, than other countries, or other parts of the world. But the thing is that we know we're not involved in the things that we would like to be involved in, whether that's ministry or more, a lot of stress. And so we really stress getting a vision for your life. And that's why I'm so grateful to be connected with Ziglar, because we have all of that. Everything that you see on Tom's bookshelf, the listeners can't see it, but I'm looking at Tom's bookshelf on the video right now, Building the Best You, Goal Setting and Achievement. And we spend a ton of time on those things. Yes, you have to learn the business skills, but the result is a balanced life. In fact, Kevin, here's what I like to ask people. When they look at that wheel of life, and you're very familiar with it, right? So yeah, you have a circle and you've got 7 spokes, and then there's a rating from 1 to 10, 10 being what we call phenomenal and one being poor, 10 being phenomenal. So I like to show that graphic and ask people this question. On those 7 areas of life, which one of those areas are you supposed to be unsuccessful in? Which one of those areas are you created to be unsuccessful in? Now, we talk about money, okay. Everybody's not called to be a millionaire, but how much money are you supposed to have? You're supposed to have the amount of money that's required to fulfill the vision that God gave you for your life. You're the amount of money that you need. If you need to do a lot of stuff, then you need a lot of money, right? And so we get people to really think about their life, and every decision that they make in their business affects their life. And what that does is when they get a real clear vision of their dream, they get a real clear vision of their life, they get a real clear vision of who they are, whose they are, and the plan, the purpose, that why they're here and what their gifting is, we spend a lot of time on that, you know, becoming the best you, because a phenomenal life is really all about discovering, becoming the person that you were created to be. I mean, that's the irony of life, is that it's this extraordinary journey of becoming the person you were created to be. And it takes a community of people. And so we do conferences. It's not really the kind of conference that most people go to. It's a community. There's people there that are loving on each other and supporting each other. And you know, this one's debt-free. And this one over here has got a better, saved their marriage. And this one now has a better relationship with their children. Well, your business or your career, as Tom said, affects all of that. And that's why we have to really work hard on getting the business right, because every piece of that has an effect on our personal life. And so we really talk about that balance. And Tom's got this great graphic that's in the book, Born to Win, Tom's bike, mm-hmm, where it has the business wheel and the personal wheel and how they're connected with the vision and persistent consistency and goals and all of that.
Well, on your events, not to just tout them, which I'm happy to do, folks, you got to check them out. But I love that. I, in my past 7 years, have worked with so many self-employed people and realized that with as great as I thought my content was, that often the greatest benefit they got was connecting with each other, which you just attested to at your events. And, you know, for the folks that are out there and trying to start a business or already have one that are isolated, it's worth the price of admission, as they say, to get involved with something like this, just to connect with the other business owners. And I know you do that on an ongoing basis, even outside of the events, Howard, through phone calls and other connective points, because we feed on each other so much. And I know one of the biggest blessings of my life is to commune with guys like you, and that I talk with Tom, you know, multiple times per week, and that the majority of my friends are business owners, and it makes it's powerful. We all know that.
I was just going to jump in, because when we go to a conference and we have a couple hundred business owners there, and they're there with their partner or their spouse. Oh, yeah. And so there might be 30 or 40 industries just in that one conference represented. And we talk about a principle or an idea or a technique or a skill from the stage on, this is how you do this. This is how you market this program. This is how you make this kind of sale. This is how you discern on who to hire and who not to hire. And then you go to break and people are in the hallway talking, and they're out there supporting each other, giving each other tips, war stories, mistakes. Mm-hmm. This is how we overcame this. And so when you're a small business owner in a community, you can't go out and ask other people in the same type of business how to be successful, because they feel threatened. They feel like it's a competitor. And there's really not a connection point for people outside of your industry. And all of a sudden, you get people in this room who say, you know what? You can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. Yeah. That's how they're all kind of the philosophy driving their business. And then they teach these principles to their teams when they get back. And their goal is to help their team members reach their dreams. Howard has a statement. I don't know if it's yours, Howard. I think you borrowed it, or you quote somebody on this. You know, if you have a dream but you don't have a team, you need to give up on your dream or build a team. And really, that's what small business is about. So, you know, to me, it's the community there and seeing these people support each other. I mean, I hear all the time, and we will see messages on Facebook from community members who are getting together, helping each other out. And to be the catalyst for that is just such a huge thing.
I want to hit on a couple of things you guys have said that culminate into a question I'm going to give to you, which is, when we think of business, and I think especially for folks who are at the beginning stages of it, contemplating it, we think about going into business for ourselves. We think about business. Okay, we got to get training in business. We got to get tools in it. And yet one of the words, I don't know how many times has been repeated during this brief show right now, is leadership. And I know it's a big topic for you, Howard. I think it gets lost in there. And I'm going to ask you to give us a little bit of content and feedback on that, why is leadership such a big point? Again, trying to break out, going into business yourself is not so much just about learning business for business sake. Where does leadership, give us why that is so paramount to understand that leadership is a primary role you have to embody if you're going to go into business?
Well, because all of business is about relationships. Right. And relationships are built on communication. Right. And my definition of leadership is that leadership is effectively communicating your vision. You know, the vision, this is how, this is where we're going. This is how we're going to get there. This is who we're going to be. And one of the things that we teach in leadership, and I borrowed this from one of Jim Collins' books called Beyond Entrepreneurship, because when you first start your business, or you're small, or you're doing it almost by yourself, it becomes a job after a while. Sure. You're going to work. Now you're going to work for yourself, and that could be nice, and it's maybe better than, you know, a job that you could get. And if that fits your life goals, there's nothing wrong with that. But how much better could it be if you got just even a couple of people to help you with some of those areas that you're not strong in, right? Well, if you're going to do that, then you've got to be able to communicate effectively your vision to get them to go along with you, right? So what I borrowed from Jim Collins is he talks about the vision is consists of the core values, the purpose, and the mission. So I just turn those around a little bit and call it MVP. Mm-hmm. You know, we normally think of that as most valuable player. So to be a most valuable player on our team, then you need to have your mission, which is how we're going to reach the vision, our values, how we're going to act as we're carrying out that vision, as we're accomplishing that vision, and then our purpose, why we're doing it to start with, and why do we come to work every day? Why do we, you know, put it all out there? And so the thing is that if you don't know leadership, you can't influence other people. And I think the greatest leadership quote ever is from Tom's dad, Zig Ziglar, said, and Tom quoted it earlier, you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. And that's the key. If I bring on, if people just knew, I met Gary Keller a couple of times who built Keller Williams Realty, largest residential real estate company in the world. And he said, the hardest thing to do is to teach business owners how to attract and develop the right people. And that is, and that's why I think why you're touching on this, because it's so hard. If you'll keep that simple principle in mind, get your vision, understand what you want your life to look like, understand what the business needs to look like. Guess what? You're not going to get there by yourself. You're going to have mentors. You're going to have a community. You're going to have people around you that have already traveled the road. And then when you have that vision, if you'll learn how to communicate with other people, guess what? There's all kinds of people that would love to be on a team like yours if you're going somewhere. And if they feel validated and they feel that you care for them and they're appreciated and they're taken care of and they're part of something meaningful.
Okay. Well, on that note of communication and leadership, I'm going to head us towards back to you again. When did you, you get to the point, successful business, it's supporting the phenomenal life that you believe in. When did you realize you wanted to move beyond just that? Because that's a pinnacle for most folks, but you wanted to move beyond that successful business owner to devoting yourself to inspiring others and helping them with their businesses. Was there a specific life circumstance or tipping point or realization where you said, I want to impart to others?
There was. And, you know, my leadership journey, of course, developed in my own business. I remember being so frustrated because I couldn't get my team to do what I wanted consistently. And it still revolved around me. And I was always solving problems and, you know, putting out brush fires and everything. And as I began to learn leadership and began to learn how to put this together, and my business was doing a little over $1 million a year, my first business, I started interacting with other people, other business owners, and sharing some of my techniques, some of my strategies, and they really liked them. And I was looking out there in the marketplace and business training. I was like, you know, I think I could do this better than what I see out there. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you know, out of all the people in the world, the Ziglars know, I mean, and I'm the one that's doing their business coaching. So just saying, okay. But the thing is that it, just like I said when I was a kid, right? I see a problem, I see a situation, and I said, hey, no, it's not really like that. It could be so much better. It could be this, it could be that. Now, it took us a long time to get it to where it really needed to be. And but the thing is that I didn't want people to be taken advantage of by people who were not teaching them the right thing and were mostly about just taking money from them.
Gotcha.
That's how I got inspired to do it.
Well, and thank goodness for that. Well, hey, I want to wrap up here, Howard, with, again, just you on a personal note, what are some things that you just on a daily basis, just some primary, this is give folks an inside scoop to something they may relate to for their own lives so they can adopt. Ingredients to keeping yourself motivated. I mean, whether it's, you know, books, messages, those daily ingredients that, you know, I've got to do these things to have myself be at the top and acting and performing phenomenally.
Yeah. So what I learned from Zig was that that the secret ingredient is desire, and desire comes from a vision. So you've got to have a dream. You've got to have a vision. And a lot of people, we do an annual, Tom and I do an annual Destined Dream Retreat down on the beach. And we spend 3 days just teaching people how to dream and how to visualize their dream and everything. Right. And a lot of people don't have a specific dream. They might have some goals, but so I just say this. Okay, what if you could be on that wheel of life, back to that wheel of life, what if you could see and believe that you could be a borderline 11 on a scale of 1 to 10 on every single one of those, how excited, how inspired would you be? Well, when you can see that and when you have people around you that are helping you to see your gift, and that's what I had. I had mentors around me that said, hey, Howard, you have a gift. You can do this. And I started reaching some goals. So the key is make sure that you have an inspirational vision for your life, okay, that you look at every day. Now, I've got a dream of this particular house on a beach, and I was thinking today I'm about to hire a builder and get it done. I'm thinking when I get this done, then what am I going to do? You know? So, well, I already know. I have a big vision for business coaching and impacting a lot of people, so I'll be able to focus on that more when I get this house out. Whether it's a house or a ministry or whatever it is, you got to have a vision that you wake up every single day thinking about that vision that inspires you. And when you do that, then you're willing to work hard and it's not work anymore, right? You can bust a lot of things out and go through a lot of challenges and everything and crawl across a lot of broken glass, and it doesn't bother you as much because you know how it's going to be once you get there. And so my advice to every single business owner that's listening to this, and even if you're not a business owner, you start your day, first of all, with gratitude. Zig Ziglar said that the attitude of gratitude, out of all the attitudes that one can acquire, surely the attitude of gratitude is the most important, most life-changing. We're so blessed. So start with that. Say thank you every morning when you get up. Second, what's that vision? What's that possibility? What's the problem that you want to solve in the world? What's that inspirational vision? What's the dream? What's the goal? And then spend at least an hour. We teach our clients to have what we call a time capsule. You got the Ziglar Planner. We have a whole organizational thing that we teach where you spend the first hour of the day, of course, first prayer and the Word of God and all that, but spend the rest of that hour working on your projects and the things that are going to help you reach that goal, and then you'll feel fulfilled. But I love this Japanese proverb that says, that goes like this: vision without action is just a daydream. You know, we get ideas, but we don't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. But where most people live is action without vision is a nightmare. You know, we're busy every day. We're overwhelmed. We're frustrated. We're stressed out. Where are we going? See, you got to wake up every day with a vision. And if you don't have one, get a community around you that can encourage you and support you and help you see your gifts and the possibilities.
Well, folks, I don't know if you're a business owner out there, if you can get a better motivating and training and rich equipping than this right here. And I want to again lead you to howardpartridge.com. Go to his website, see what he's doing, see how you can engage. And Howard, on that, now I've been all over your page, and there are, you know, products and events happening. Anything specific? I know they can sign up for a newsletter to just get engaged at any point, correct?
Yeah, you bet. So we offer business owners a free CD and then an email newsletter twice a week to teach them our system. We've got a proven system and the way that it works. We've got a home study course that you can start with so you don't have to travel. But then that comes with two tickets to one of our events, live events, change lives. You connect with the community. And then beyond that, We have a Ziglar Inner Circle coaching program where we can support you and coach you, and you can become part of the community so that we can help you implement. We teach that the number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is because of what we call FTI, failure. And so our coaching program helps you to stay focused, to implement and track your results so that you can repeat that process over and over.
Well, Howard, I am feel informed. I feel inspired. Thank you so much. I know this will bless so many folks listening, so many business owners who need that. They need an extra gear, or they need a little more motivation. They need some tools. And thank you for giving what you have today. Folks, tune in to Howard. We'll have him back again here. Get involved with what he's doing. If you have a business, if you're thinking about having a business, you need this as a resource. Thanks for giving us your time and your heart and letting us see some behind-the-scenes information on you. Howard, it's a gift. I'm honored for this time today. Folks, thanks.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Tom, as always, brother, just a gift to do this. Thanks, folks, for tuning in today. Look forward to seeing you in the next Ziglar Show.
Thanks for tuning in to The Ziglar Show. Sign up for new show alerts at ZiglarShow.com. You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want.